Podcast Help Desk News for Wednesday, February 20th, 2019. I'm Mike Dell, and today is a... So how many of you are tired of every podcast you listen to saying, please rate and review us on iTunes? Well, first off, the word iTunes isn't used anymore unless you're talking about the desktop software, but that's besides the point. The thing is that ratings and reviews are overrated. Ratings and reviews are social proof. They do not make your visibility more on Apple Podcasts. Notice I didn't say iTunes, but on Apple Podcasts, the ratings and reviews have absolutely nothing to do with the ranking of the show or how easy it is to find. Now, it could be, you know, social proof. Yes, if you've got a bunch of reviews and they're all five star and they don't look fake, they're great. That's also, you know, that's awesome. That's social proof, though. The only thing at Apple that makes you rise in the rankings is new subscribers. And also, there's a slight possibility that if Apple really likes you, they'll just manually put you up in the rankings. That does happen, like being featured or whatever, but we're talking about algorithmically. Hey, I said that right the first time. But algorithmically, the only way for that to happen is for you to get more subscribers over a certain amount of time. So your ratings and reviews do not matter, other than, you know, like I said, it's an ego boost. It could actually help you improve your show if they're negative. Believe it or not, negative reviews are just as useful as positive ones in my book, because, you know, people can say, hey, you talk too slow, or hey, your audio sounds like crap, or you know, whatever. But, you know, something constructive would be, you know, something nice, you know, with a review, a negative review, it would be great to know if I'm annoying people. But hey, like I said, I'm not going to ask normally for ratings and reviews on any of my shows. I figure if you really like my show and you're listening on Apple Podcasts or iTunes, the desktop software, if you want to write a review, yeah, knock yourself out. I love it, but it's not something I'm going to ask for. You know, it's redundant, and it's not, doesn't do anything for any rankings. And besides that, you know, truth be told, I'm sure most of you that are listening are avid listeners of podcasts. How many times did you go to Apple Podcasts or iTunes, the desktop software, or any other application for that matter, and just stumble across a show that you subscribe to? Doesn't happen usually. Usually you hear about the podcast that you want to listen to, you know, some other way. You know, you do a Google search, you find out it exists, you find out the name of it, you know, somebody tells you about this great podcast, and you already know the name of it, and you search in your app for that particular podcast because you know it's probably there. But most of the time, you don't just discover a podcast, you know, within the Apple ecosystem or any other app like that. Anyway, go ahead and leave a rating or review over at Apple Podcast or Stitcher or any other place for this podcast. Just kidding. You can if you want. Anyway, catch me on Friday.